Shit, fuck, shit. The guards are coming. Fuck. Not enough time to change, not enough time to change. You. You will do. Sorry about this, but please play along. Thank you so much for that. I apologize for just assaulting your mouth like that. I needed the cover for a minute from the guards. I can't imagine what would have happened if they had just saw my face and didn't assume we were just two random drunk people making out in some alley. Seriously, I owe you one. Let's get someplace safe, for me at least, and I'll make it up to you. I promise. And again, I'm really sorry. I normally don't just go around pushing people into walls and kissing them. The guards don't know where I live, so that will be a safe place. Follow me. It's not too far from here. So what's your name? Usually I try to get someone's first name before I start kissing them. Well, nice to meet you. Why was I hiding from the guards? Isn't it obvious? I did something I wasn't supposed to do and didn't want to get caught. You were a convenient cover, and luckily you were also nice enough to provide me with it. And seriously, I keep saying it, but I can't thank you enough. It would have been a really, really long night for me if I had spent it in jail. Again. Aren't nights like these lovely? Bustling people everywhere. Everyone in their own world, their own bubble, not aware of what could be lurking next to them. You probably know that already. You're following a complete stranger who kissed you randomly to their home and is hiding from the guards. Are you normally this brave, or do you just trust me? That's good to know. It would be a shame if something were to happen to you. If you went missing or something tragic happened. I'm sure a lot of people would search for you. You seem like such a bright light. Wish I had someone like that in my life. Anyway, we're here. Leave your shoes at the door and follow me. I know, it's not much, but it's my place. A small little apartment to call my home. A sanctuary from the outside world, if you will. Come on, sit down. Come on, you don't have to look nervous. If I was going to do anything to you, I probably would have done it already. Now just come, sit. I promise, I'm perfectly harmless. You got me there. I am a criminal, but not the dangerous kind. Besides, all those guards out there, they're corrupt. They're in the pockets of the rich. People like you and me, we don't get a pass. Now, come sit next to me before I walk over there, pick you up, and force you to sit down. I will do it. Don't think I won't. I'm a lot stronger than this body suggests. See? It's fine. So, how can I thank you for saving my ass out there? I can make us dinner. We can order out. Watch some TV together. You want to know what I did? That's a bit of a touchy topic. A proper lady doesn't commit a crime and tell. It's a good thing I'm not a proper lady, though. Let me pour us some drinks and then I'll tell you. I hope you can keep a secret. It's not every day that I just tell someone what they want to hear. I need to keep up my aura of mystique. Make things frustrating for the other person. If I'm not a nuisance, then I'm simply not having fun. Also, I didn't know what you like, so I got you some water and I got you with something a little stronger, if you know what I mean. Right. So, you want to know what I did to put those guards on my trail? Impersonation, mostly. I'm a bit of an informant. I go to those fancy rich parties, find out all the gossip, and then I sell it. The nobility are rich enough to buy that information from me as they try to take each other down. Might as well profit from it. But, this time, I got caught selling bad information to someone really important. Honestly, I just wanted to cause a bit of chaos. It's been so peaceful. A little bit of fighting amongst them would be interesting. Don't look at me like that. It was all harmless fun. You heard that comment before? That I don't have time to change. Yeah, that was, you have a really, really good memory. It doesn't mean anything. Truthfully, you're reading a little too much into that comment. Anyway, I think I have repaid you for your nicety. I gave you some hospitality. I answered your question. I think you should go. What do you mean, no? I don't have to tell you anything. You are in my home after all. I would be well within my. Fuck. No, I wouldn't. Damn. Seems like you got me. I can either tell you what the comment means or call the guards and I get fucking arrested. Catch 22, huh? All right. Fine. It's not like you would believe me if I told you anyway. When I said I change, I did not mean clothes or disguises, which I'm sure you gathered. I'm a shapeshifter. It's why I can go to parties as other people, disguise myself as servants, etc., and then sell the information. No one usually catches me because I'm able to change my disguise, but someone started following me after I told them the information. And then they told the guards about me, so they started searching. Takes a bit to change, so I didn't have time, and that's when I found you in the alley. Happy? Told you wouldn't believe me. It's not like it matters anyway. Once you leave, this will just be a fun story to tell your friends. Some crazy lady made out with you in an alley, then brought you back to her place and said she was a shape-shifting criminal. Honestly, it sounds crazy when I say it out loud. You want to see it? I don't really feel comfortable doing that in front of people. It's a disgusting process that I would rather not go into details about. Trust me, you're better off not knowing. You've already trusted me twice this evening. Why not make it a third? What are you doing? Why are you getting closer to me? Were you emboldened somehow? What? So you wanted to catch me off guard, huh? Now this I can work with. But there's one thing you must know. I never give up control. So are you going to be good for me? Don't get ahead of yourself. You aren't the one in power. Did you forget that already? Well, if you keep insisting on trying to get on top of me, then I'll just have to use my strength then. And you underneath this body, and turn you into a whimpering puddle of a person. Much stronger than I look, right? That's because this body is meant to look weak and frail. It's less intimidating. I enjoy being underestimated. That's why you don't have the upper hand anymore. Because tonight, you are mine. Let me really, really make it up to you for helping me out earlier. Mm-hmm.